Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 102. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're looking at creating a social media strategy that will work for your business. This episode is packed with ideas and information so that you can get started today setting up a social media strategy that will be helpful to you for a long time.
There's going to be so much good stuff in this episode, Haley, so let's get started on strategizing. Every brand and business needs a custom social media strategy based on their current social media standing, goals, and resources available to them. And while everything in social media tends to hinge on a bunch of independent factors, and it always seems like they're changing, there are some core building blocks that you can have in place to make sure you're really making the most of your time and investments on social media.
So true. And like you mentioned, Brian, strategies are going to be different depending on the business, the product, the social network, and even the social media manager. So today we're giving you high-level tools that you can use to build your own strategy, but we're not telling you exactly how to spend your time on social media because we don't know the answer to that. We aren't as close to your business as you are, so you are, in the end, the best person to figure out your own strategy based on the advice that we're sharing in this show.
So we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. To make this easier, we broke this episode up into three sections so you can easily follow along. First is creating your strategy. Second is acting on your strategy. And finally, the third section is iterating on your social media strategy.
Let's kick things off with section one, creating your social media strategy. First step in here, when you are creating your strategy, the thing that should be front and center for you is understanding your audience. Write down or collect all of the information you possibly can on who they are, including location, age range, education, type of job, maybe even their favorite ice cream flavor, if you happen to know that.
The ice cream flavor is super specific, but that's sort of the point, right? It's your audience and customers, so you have to get to really know them and get granular about who they are, where they are spending their time on social media, and what you can offer them. All of these things are going to have a major influence on your strategy, so that's why it's the first thing we are starting with today.
Definitely. Now, once you have your audience down, the next part of creating your strategy is to set goals. If you have clear goals going into a social media strategy, then you can easily see if you're achieving them or not. Social media becomes less of a time suck and more of an intentional part of your overall company strategy when you set goals.
And the overall company strategy is exactly what you should be thinking of when you start to set goals. Take a look at what the company you work for or the business you run or the client you have and ask what are your or their objectives. Then align your social media goals with their objectives and that will give you the best results.
And if you're at a company that maybe doesn't have super clear company goals, another place to look is your marketing goals. What is your marketing team trying to achieve and how can social media help? It could be driving traffic to the website or something like creating brand awareness with a new customer base.
Yes, I love that. And then finally, to wrap up creating our strategy section, let's talk about using the right networks. And I'm not saying right and wrong because there are specific networks that everyone should be using, i.e. Facebook, Instagram. But right from the perspective of your customers, there are the quote unquote right networks that are the networks that your audiences are on.
Totally. And that's why this whole episode started with discovering your audience, because they are so key here. You can take the insights from your audience to learn which social networks you should be using. Are they looking for inspiration? Maybe Instagram or Pinterest. Are they news and business focused? Maybe Twitter or LinkedIn. Are they community focused? Maybe Facebook groups should be in your strategy.
Right on. And this is exactly why we said at the beginning that we can't create your strategy for you, because it really does depend completely on who your audience is and where they are hanging out on social media.
Yeah. And like related to this, one tidbit that I love sharing is that Google Plus is a great network if you are looking to reach men in their 40s who love cars and Android phones, but it's probably not great for everyone. Like that's a very specific audience. So every network has their audience.
All right, on to our second section, and that's acting on your strategy. Now that you know all about your audience, you have some goals, and you know which networks you can start setting up your strategy for success, the first thing we want to talk about is scheduling your posts. Now, this is funny because we are a podcast that is run by a software that lets you schedule your posts on social media, yet we speak surprisingly little about scheduling your posts, but it's finally happening today, so here we go.
It's happening.
So unsurprisingly, we are a huge fan of scheduling posts at Buffer. And the main reason is that it saves you so much time. This is a part of your social media strategy that you can automate. We don't recommend automating everything, but this scheduling is the one piece.
Definitely. So check out Buffer if you're looking for a tool to schedule your posts and then work on spacing your posts out properly. So play with your schedule for posting to see what works for your audience. Back in episode 89, we talked about the best times to post on social media if you need some inspiration. But also use scheduling your posts as a way to plan out your social media content calendar. Is there a holiday or relevant day coming up that your business can participate in? Make sure to add that in Buffer so that you don't miss out on reaching your new customers. And the key question you ask yourself for this part of your strategy is, what time is my audience on whatever social network it is? And it's probably different for each social network.
It totally is. And so once you know your timings and you've scheduled out your posts, it's time to track your work. And then just really quick hitting on that scheduling, it took us like probably 2 or 3 months to actually find a schedule that worked for, let's say, Instagram or Facebook. And it took a bunch of experimenting. So, So talking about tracking your work now, start by writing down the metrics that matter to you because they relate back to the goals we talked about in section one. Now figure out where you can find those metrics and keep track of them as often as you can. A spreadsheet is a great place for this. I know people who use Notes, the Notes app on their phone, to keep track of their personal accounts too. So it doesn't necessarily have to be fancy. It just has to be consistent.
Yeah. Also, in terms of where to find those analytics, native analytics within Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are all really good, especially on Instagram once you've registered as a business account. So make sure you do that if you're tracking Instagram analytics. And I'm just going to put a little shameless plug in here.
Yes,
please
do. We
at Buffer are also building an analytics product, and it's called Analyze. So you can go to buffer.com/analyze. That's Analyze to sign up and learn more about that once it is live.
Yes, I cannot wait for Analyze. We're building so many really great analytics features within that product. It's just going to be awesome. All right, the last thing we want to talk about in terms of acting on your strategy is engaging often. You cannot grow your engagement and have a customer-focused strategy if you aren't really getting to know your audience. You might think that scheduling your post means that you can just set it and forget it, but that does not make a winning social media strategy. You need to be involved with your audience and engaging as much as you possibly can. Scheduling just frees up your time so you could do even more engaging.
Exactly. Find the hashtags that your community is interested in and engage with those, but also be sure to reply to every comment and get to know the people that are interested in your content. This is the final section of this episode, and it's all about iterating on your strategy because your strategy is not set in stone. In fact, a healthy strategy should change pretty often. And we're always talking about how social media is an ever-changing landscape on this podcast, and your strategy is a place where you should iterate and make sure that the landscape isn't changing in a way that means your strategy won't work anymore.
Completely agree. Now, this might sound like a lot of work, which it is, but you don't have to start from fresh every single time, and nor do you need to iterate on your strategy every single week. Our advice here is to build in times when you can look back at your social media results, like we talked about in the previous section, and channels to see what's working and make changes to do more of that and less of what's not working. It's as simple as that. And then here are some other things to build into your strategy to make sure you're always iterating.
The first thing is to listen and take feedback. So we just talked about engaging, and the reason that engaging is so powerful is that you're going to get a better idea of what your community wants from you. When you follow up your engaging with listening, you'll be in a better spot to take your audience's feedback and make changes to your strategy. So we recommend writing down feedback when you see it from your audience about the content they want to see or what they liked or what they didn't like about what you did.
Next up is something that I put in every single strategy I create, and that's to experiment. We at Buffer wouldn't be where we are today if we did not experiment constantly. It's a huge factor of our marketing culture to experiment, and we try to do it and we try to build it into our social media strategy, just everything we do. Now, I know that running social media experiments can be hard when you're not sure where to start or where to take them. So for this part of your strategy, we suggest taking another look at the goals you set earlier. Then brainstorming ideas for things that could be done differently or that you've seen others doing that you would like to try.
Yeah, and we use this hypothesis formula for all of our experiments at Buffer, and it goes like this. If we, X, experiment idea, then X, expected results, because assumption. So in practice, let's say, and I'll give you an experiment idea for you right now. You could try IGTV out, which we talked about in our last episode. But the hypothesis for that would be, if we try IGTV, we will grow our Instagram engagement because our followers will get to know more about our brand.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
And there are just endless ideas when it comes to experimenting. We even have a huge list on our blog. So if you want some inspiration, head on over to blog.buffer.com and search for the word experiments. You will see a list of things for you to try in your social media strategy.
That one is such a good resource. Definitely check that out.
Yeah, shout out to Ash and our blogging team for that one. And another thing for this section on iterating is something we've talked about on this podcast a lot, and it's to keep an eye out for what others are doing. This can be your competitors if you want, but it can also be brands and influencers that you admire. It's a great mindset to get into asking yourself when you come across an account you admire, what is the thing that they are doing that I like and that I could use in my own social media strategy?
Yeah, and there are plenty of tools built into social networks to help you do this. We have talked a lot about Facebook pages to watch before. A couple of other tricks, you can use Twitter lists to create a private list of accounts you want to keep tabs on. You can save Instagram handles as bookmarks, or you can just bookmark specific posts right on Instagram.
Yes, so many different ways you can keep track of accounts that you admire. And then last but not least in this section on iterating is to plan a time when you can look back at your strategy and its results. Think of it this way. You don't need to make big changes at these meetings or while you're spending time on this, but you just want to make sure that you're getting the most out of your social media results for the efforts that you're putting in. This is a great time to optimize your strategy and maybe even get more than you expected.
Definitely. You've put so much hard work into social media, and it's just good to look back and see if there are any ways for you to work smarter, not harder, and keep getting great results. Thank you for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are available in either iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts, and we will include links to all of the resources we covered in today's show. If ever you want to get in touch with me or Brian, we're always here for you on social media. Use the hashtag BufferPodcast on Twitter, or you can say hi to us anytime at hello@bufferapp.com.
We are so grateful to you all that you have been leaving some awesome reviews on iTunes. It's so fulfilling for Haley and I to be learning about the ways that this podcast is helping you out. Through your reviews, we're able to reach even more people and help them rock their social media strategies as well. So thank you so much for your iTunes reviews. Until next Monday, everyone.